welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and today is the co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing? I know we just talked the last half hour. It's not gonna be in this, but
yeah, I'm sore.
Yeah.
So Simon's birthday was, you know, Friday, but because Charlie's graduation was also Friday.
Oh.
You know, Friday was Charlie's day, so Saturday we went out and played laser tag.
Oh, nice.
And because Simon had a bunch of.
Did you go to
Laser X?
Oh, just Laser X. You didn't go to up to Combat Ops.
You know, the boys aren't a really big fan of it.
Really?
Okay, so the last.
Is because the guy that runs it is an asshole and will just like go and just shoot people randomly.
Well, that too, but no. The sensors that you wear around your head.
Yeah.
I don't think that they actually pick up things like they're supposed to, and then a lot of the times they have people that are wearing them around their necks and they don't do anything about it, and it's really hard to hit something when it's covered in somebody's shirt. You know
what?
Yeah, I know.
Weird.
Right?
I went there for Bella's birthday 2 years ago. Had a little party, and I had it around my head. And one of the employees, being an asshole, he hops down and starts shooting everybody because they do that from time to time. I guess it's fine, whatever.
Unless they don't have a tag on themselves.
But I shoot him. Like he hops around the corner and tries to shoot me, but I get him. And mind you, I'm not the best at laser tag. But he immediately like, hey, I think your battery's dead. We gotta go check that out. It was, but that's not the point. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But he just became an asshole because he got killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. But,
fun. Yeah, I mean, laser tag's always fun.
We played two games of laser tag, which I got number one in both of them.
Not hard to do against five-year-olds.
I'll have you know that there were only two 16-year-olds, the rest of them were 18, and then there were a whole other two groups of people that were there with us.
Damn, that's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I fucking destroyed laser tag. But
laser tag's fun.
After laser tagging, we went back to Jessica's house,
mm-hmm.
and she has a new tabletop RPG game that she has.
Ooh.
This one was like super simple. It's basically it's like playing blackjack, but you're playing blackjack to like survive encounters, and then you have like certain abilities that you can alter your that can alter your number. Like you can add or subtract numbers from it, and it's basically you're just trying to beat the dealer, but.
That's kind of cool.
It's a really fun game. Like, and it didn't take too long to play through. I did die. I was goofing off at the beginning of it and like taking like some big risks and stuff. And then like afterwards, I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, fun.
But it was a great time. But then before we played the game, and then after we played the game, we were chopping up wood and stuff because she had a couple trees that came down in the wind.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, all the kids were out there, you know, so, like, we had the chainsaw and then, you know, had a bunch of hatchets and axes and stuff, and we were just...
Going at it?
Oh, yeah. And,
You're definitely sore then, yeah.
Yeah, like, I knew it was going to happen because my legs always get sore after I play laser tag because I do a lot of crouching and I do a lot of, you know, like, when I'm walking quietly, it tends to take a little bit more out of me.
Yes.
But then, you know, my shoulders were sore and my back was sore mm-hmm. and, like, my biceps were sore from, swinging axes and from, you know, sawing and chopping and breaking things. And I'm a little sore this weekend, but I feel good. So,
good.
I mean,
good. Yeah. You had fun. That's awesome. I know, so you talk about some tabletop games. I've got a couple coming in through Kickstarter because I can't apparently get off Kickstarter.
It's difficult. Like, I had to actually stop. I had to put the emails in a separate folder so I don't look at them because they'd be popping up with things and be like, I've got money in the bank.
See, here's the funny thing. The emails don't actually entice me.
Really?
It's targeted ads on Instagram and Facebook that get me. Like I just backed and by the time this episode comes out the Kickstarter will be over. It's called Sheeps in Disguise. And it looks similar to Unstable Unicorns crossed with some other game, but it looks fun as hell. And I'm like, okay, I'm here for it. Like I think I even posted on Instagram like how this right here is how you get me to back you. Like having a fun looking game with stupid sheep. Like, okay, what? Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So I'm actually looking forward to that coming in. Probably, I think, by the end of the year. I could be wrong. But that, I mean, whenever we do have to play that, we got a bunch of other games.
I still have the Umbrella Academy game to play.
Nice. There's Emily's gonna love this story. There's a game called Chameleon, the Chameleon, and you have to. We picked this up at Target, and it's a board with like different names, different items on it, and you have to go around the group to figure out what is. Like, you say a item or descriptor of that item. So, one example is Winnie the Pooh. That was the... We each have a card, and that card will let you know which one you're going once you draw the card off top. It's like, oh, yeah, it's A3 or something. So, you got... Everybody looks at the list, sees that name, and then you have to describe what it is. And once it goes all the way around one time, you have to figure out... who the chameleon is. So, like, the words of Winnie the Pooh, Bella said honey, Cassie said like woods, I think, I don't remember what I said. And because it's very like suspect, if you're trying to figure out what to say, Emily, who was the chameleon, figured out what the word was, and instead of saying the describer, she screamed Winnie the Pooh, and she's like, hold on, she's like, realized what she said and died laughing. It was hilarious. So that game is fun. That's definitely one we gotta play at some point in time in the future. Yeah. But other than that, yeah, I'm doing fine.
Wonderful.
Knee hurts, but that's old age. Yeah, pretty sure. But today we're having a fun not crossover with the event.
Yeah,
from the 80s. We're reading Legends from DC Comics, issues 1-6. It was printed in 1986 to 1987. The writers are John Ostrander and Len Wein. Pencils by John Byrne. Inks by Carl Kessel. Letters by Steve Haney. And colors by Tom Zucco. First time reading this, obviously.
Same.
First time for you. I've had this for some time. And this is one of those stories where I'm like, oh, so this is post-crisis. This is an important event. And it actually is, because this is the... this starts out... Helps progress the new DC after crisis. So, like, after this, we get Suicide Squad comics. We get the new Flash run with Wally West.
Yep.
We get the new Wonder Woman basically being introduced into DC Universe. There's a couple other things. I think there was like another Phantom Stranger, maybe offshoot of this. But this helps solidify characters we knew pre-crisis.
Into the new.
Back into the new multiverse. Or into the new universe. So. This one. Oh, Captain Marvel. That was the other one. Captain Marvel's a big one. Or I should say Shazam.
Yeah.
Although he's still Captain Marvel.
He's still Captain Marvel in here. Yeah.
But we start out with...
That's Captain Marvel, not Captain Marvel, just so we're...
But yeah, but then they also have Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could you forget about that? It was such a... Actually, it was a fairly decent movie. I know you didn't like it.
You know...
Upon rewatching, I actually enjoyed it more.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I'm doing my MCU rewatch, and I'm doing timeline order. So that was actually the second movie I watched.
So Captain America, then that, yep. Then, yeah.
So I'm also going to throw in WandaVision and... Falcon Winter Soldier in there as well. Hoping to have everything done before Loki, which this will be out after Loki.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'll have everything done before Loki.
Loki, I'm excited about watching Loki.
I mean, so is Emily. That's a whole
That's a whole different reason, though.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and run through this issue, the setup issue. It starts out on Apocalypse and Darkseid, you know, everybody who knows Darkseid is, and Desaad are plotting to take over the Heroes of Earth, or just take over Earth. And
yeah, and they're planning on defaming the Heroes of Earth, basically.
Darkseid calls for Glorious Godfrey and Dr. Bedlam. I've heard of... Well, like, I knew Godfrey. That's a character I'm aware of. And I knew he had a very important role in this series. Bedlam I've heard of, but I think the one I know of is definitely different than what he looks like here. Because in Final Crisis, I'm pretty sure Bedlam comes back, and it's Darkseid being Darkseid, and whatever. We'll get there in due time.
Gotcha.
But we come to that. He basically tells him, hey, you're going to go do some errands for me on Earth. Because I have this operation called Operation Humiliation. Such a fucking dumb name for that. But he,
maybe he's just that kind of dumb.
Look, I'm not going to judge Darkseid. He could crush me because he's Darkseid.
That's not true. You'd crush him first because he's just a page in a comic book.
Anyway, not... Well, never mind. You've seen Zack Snyder's Justice League, haven't you? You haven't watched it yet?
No.
Okay.
I haven't had time to sit down for 4 hours and watch it.
You can, there's parts.
I will, don't worry.
No, you will at some point in time because we're going to cover it on the show.
Oh, well, in that case, I won't watch it before then.
You got years for that, buddy.
That'd be 8 hours out of my life, see, instead of just the four.
Anyway. We hop over to Earth, to Star Labs, and something goes wrong.
Naturally.
Because they do. And this giant creature named Brimstone pops up. And Martin Stein, who is one half of Firestorm, is there. And he calls to Ronnie Raymond to get the other half of Firestorm so they can collect.
I didn't know that they could combine from so far away.
So that may be a new thing. I honestly don't know, but it also makes sense, especially if what, like this perfect example, Martin is at a problem. Oh, hey, I got to call Ronnie up. Oh, he'll be here in 45 minutes. Huh. I think I can get my pizza quicker than that. So this does make sense. What really I'm not going to say what bugs me, but really is a problem is he calls Ronnie over, and when he gets back, he's going to have a hell of a shower or a water bill.
No shit.
He's in the middle of a shower.
Yeah.
Literally. And the water is still running when he leaves. So
he still had soap in his eyes. Like.
Yeah, I'm sure his being in Firestorm kind of burnt it off. And,
well, I guess he could take care of that too because he can change the, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But they go to try and stop Firestorm and it doesn't do shit. Literally. Like, nothing happens.
Well, they can't affect him because he's living, you know.
Exactly. So. Which is... I do like that distinction.
Yeah.
That's a line that you obviously don't want to cross. I know we get that later on with Enchantress in, I think, the third issue. Because Firestorm or Brimstone was a living thing, can't do anything about it. So, and I know Enchantress is an evil, but still to have that moral compass is nice. So we head over to, this is Manhattan. Why is it Manhattan? Oh yeah, just because Deadshot. We're in New York now, and Deadshot is trying to rob a bank or Wall Street or something.
He's stealing money.
Yep, like Deadshot does. And,
I mean, actually, you know, more and more I seem to side with villains over heroes. Stealing from the rich and, you know.
Hold on there, G. Gordon Godfrey. Yeah, so Flash is there and he, you know, he stops Deadshot pretty quick. But because it's Wally and he's still uncomfortable being the Flash.
Well, and he's still got his, you know, condition.
Well, his condition is, I mean, he does talk about how he's weak, not as fast as he used to be.
Yeah.
But, look, you're still fast, dude. Like,
yeah.
Yay? You could be dead? And yes, for all those who are interested, he had a condition back, showed up in Teen Titans, and then basically became prevalent during the Crisis on Infinite Earths and got fixed during Crisis on Infinite Earths. So go read those. And, yeah, you'll know more about that. So he goes over to Titan's Tower because...
Well, wait, can we cover... So after the Flash apprehends Deadshot, right?
Yep.
The crowds around him, they're like, oh, I thought you used to be taller. Man, you seemed like you were moving slower. Why didn't you just catch the bullets or vibrate through them? And he's like, oh, fuck you guys. I gotta get out of here. Maybe I'll put some, you know, pumps in the back of my heels here. I don't know, but...
Well, and he's trying to live up to Barry's mantle. Barry's...
Well,
and he does that.
Height.
Yeah, and that's... Nothing wrong with that. That's... He... They don't know what Barry sacrificed.
I just thought it was funny, though, that they were like, you know, didn't he used to be taller?
Hey, you used to be better at this. Be better.
Hey, you caught the bad guy, but...
next time, try harder.
Next time, impress us more.
Yeah, exactly. You're a monkey. Work for us. Like, wait. But yeah, speaking of monkeys, we got Flash running over the Titan's Tower, and there's Changeling as a monkey watching TV.
I mean, I get it. If you have a power, you know, and you're bored, sure. But, like...
Because that's all he ever does. He sits at home and sits at Titan's Tower and is always on monitor duty and changing left and right because he can. But he's watching TV, and on TV is G. Gordon Godfrey.
And,
Billy Batson.
Yeah.
Which is very...
I didn't know that Billy had his own TV show.
Yeah. I'm really surprised that a TV station will give a TV show to a 10 or 11 year old. How old he is?
An 11 year old orphan.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the angle they were going for.
I know Billy had something, had like a radio show when he was in like the Shazam comics or Captain Marvel comics.
Pre-Crisis.
But that was also like one of those comics for the times.
Yeah.
Because I think his character was in like the 60s, 70s when it was created. So yes, he was an orphan. He had his own little radio thing. And he did stuff like this. So transferring it over to... And I don't know. Maybe there was some explanation between Crisis and now. That's really only like a year, barely. Yeah,
but still.
I doubt it because I'm pretty sure after this is when the Captain Marvel comic like finally comes out through DC. I don't know. But Godfrey is basically talking about how superheroes are a problem and they're just running loose and no one's really kind of keeps them in check. And while that's all going on, the power goes out and Billy, who is also, you know, he says the magic word Shazam and becomes Captain Marvel.
He says Shazam and goes kablam.
What really gets me is while he's fighting this guy, so this being named Macro Man is destroyed like the satellite on top of the tower or on top of the station, and as Captain Marvel is flying and fighting him, he's going through all of his like, oh, with the power of Hercules, I strength of Hercules, I can punch him, and then with the power of Zeus, I can keep him off balance. And it's like, okay, do you really need to tell me everything that Shazam stands for?
Because with the wisdom of Solomon, you know, he can figure out what to do.
Yeah, well, that wisdom of Solomon didn't help him out once he became small again, saying Shazam and frying this guy to death. And then freaks the fuck out. Yeah, Shazam killed somebody. Or, I'm sorry, Captain Marvel killed somebody.
There you go. Billy, you murderer.
Yeah, exactly. We go over to the Pentagon over in Washington, D.C., and we see Colonel Rick Flagg walking up to Task Force X. And we meet Amanda Waller.
See, the sign says no admittance, but...
Well, he did knock, and she did say come in.
She says it's open, yeah. But it says no admittance, but he got admitted in. So
it's fine.
Obviously, that sign's a lie.
What?
I don't think Task Force X is on the up and up is what I'm trying to say.
So the funny thing is, so it's from this point, everybody's always read it, Task Force X.
Task Force 10? Like Weapon 10?
So that's the thing. In some recent comics, they've come out with Task Force 11.
Ah.
Which makes you think this is Task Force 10.
Yeah, so kind of like, you know, Weapon...
Final Fantasy X is actually Final Fantasy 10. And Final Fantasy X3 is actually just not 13, but 3. I don't know.
No, it's 10-3. 10-2.
Whatever it is.
10 and 10-2. I don't think they had a third one.
But you know what I'm saying. It's just...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, fuck off.
Yeah, we get it. Roman numerals throw people off.
So Amanda's basically telling...
Wait. You missed the line down here at the bottom. Come on, you can't... Seriously... Are you out of your cotton-picking mind, lady? He says to a black woman.
Yeah, but I also like how she immediately is like, look, if you ever say cotton-picking to me again, I will What was
that? She says, I'll stuff those bright shiny eagles on your shoulders so far up your butt they'll be able to nest in your skull.
Waller doesn't take shit from anybody. And this is the Waller I know. Nothing against, I think, Viola Davis that does Waller in Suicide Squad, or the Waller they have in the comics currently, who's a skinnier lady. This is the Waller I was introduced to. A take no shit from anybody person who's like, fuck off. 4 foot
tall.
Yeah, like literally. We'll get, there's a storyline, Bloodlines, that we will get to because it's an annual, and I'm still trying to figure out how to work that in because there's like 40 issues.
Holy shit.
It went through every single comic. It was an annual. But like they get her and she is on a beach just relaxing, like trying to hide out. And she's like, yeah, I guess it's about time I get to work and we'll figure this shit out. Let's go. Like that's like, she literally takes no shit from anybody. And that's a Waller I like. And this is no exception. Like, she's like, look, you got to put these people together for this job and you're not going to question my methods. We then go to Cosmic Boy, who is part of the Legion of Superheroes, who apparently decided to take a trip to the past.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even know who the hell he was. I'm like, Cosmic Boy.
Legion of Superheroes.
Here's a random.
He's from 31st Century.
Ah.
So. And Brimstone. And they
couldn't get a better costume than that?
So you've met Cosmic Boy before, though.
I have?
Yeah. In the, Whatever Happens to the Man Tomorrow. The Superman issues. There was a evil version of him, but then there was a good version of him. Him and then the Lightning Lad and...
Oh, okay. Yep. Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, Saturn Girl.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Yep.
The Legion is a fun group. They've had some good stories. They've had some terrible stories. We'll get to some of the good ones in the future. Maybe even some of the bad. We'll see.
So the only thing I can think of for these guys is Supergirl, the TV show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Cosmic Boy hasn't shown up, but as far as I know, yes, he has. So.
Fuck, I don't know.
Fuck, I don't remember. He might have shown up in Smallville, but it's been so long since I've seen Smallville, I don't remember.
God, I never even finished Smallville.
Yeah, you know, it's much.
That's what I was told.
Yeah. So he's at a diner, and then he the wall gets blown open by Brimstone, so he goes out there to try and do something, but doesn't really do much of anything.
Cause, he flies around a bit.
Well, but yeah, he just still can't do anything, though.
And then he uses some Magneto-esque moves to,
do nothing.
Yeah.
Literally do nothing. But he's kind of...
That's sure he knocks down that wall with his back.
Good point. So yeah, he gets knocked down, and as he's getting ready to get up, the Justice League of America pops up, and this Justice League, this current Justice League, is Vibe, Vixen, Elongated Man, Martian Manhunter, Gypsy, Steel, and Firestorm.
I'd just like to point out that I like Vibe's costume more in the TV show than I do right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just doesn't vibe with me in that.
Fair. But yeah, this is the current post-crisis Justice League. And this is... Yeah, they're going to help Cosmic Boy. Because this Firestorm was fighting Brimstone earlier. Couldn't do anything with them, so he called them the big guns. These guys are the big guns.
I need help.
Yeah.
Well, at least he admits he needs help.
Yeah. So... End of the issue, we got the cops seeing the charred body of Macro Man, and...
Is Macro Man, like, relevant any other time than this?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Well, and we'll see why here in the next issue.
I just didn't know if, like, before that, like, he had been something
first
that
appearance,
had...
last appearance.
Gotcha.
And we see Billy watching on, and he's like, oh my god, I killed the guy. Oh, well, I can't be Captain Marvel ever again, no! And then we also see... Deathstroke. Oh, I'm sorry. Darkseid.
Deathstroke. That's a real big difference there.
Darkseid laughing in the background because his plan is working. He's doing it. Yeah. That's the end of the first issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter @ Comic Rundown, on Instagram @ Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this legend story.